You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
This is the best of life, love, and fruit salad with Jeff Kahn on Zone Radio.
How about that?
Wow, look at that.
Hey?
Hey? My word.
Hey?
An intro.
An intro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
I haven't left the building yet, but I've got an intro.
Well, yeah, you just arrived in the building, and you know, that's... I suppose I have to deal with that in the best way that I can.
Well, the best of love, life, and sugarloaf.
Sugarloaf.
Yeah.
That's good.
There you go.
Best of life, love, and sugarloaf. That really works.
Yes.
That really works.
Sounds like me and a dog. But anyway, it's fine.
You and a dog.
Sugarloaf. Be a nice name for a dog. A dog that eats a lot, possibly. Or a fat dog.
If I just kept quiet here, you'd just keep digging.
I'll just keep going.
Yeah, you'll just keep digging yourself a hole deeper and deeper.
Can you say something now, please?
No.
Please.
Okay, so you are here. You have a guest with you whom I will let you introduce. And we're talking this afternoon about the psychology and mindset of weight loss.
Yeah, something I haven't...
No, I was going to say, you haven't really got your head around
that one. No, unfortunately, that's something that... And that's why I thought it would be really good, because I think a lot of us struggle with this kind of stuff. And there are a few of us that do.
Yes.
Because according to the statistics in 2022, about 2.5 billion adults, billion adults were overweight, and 890 million were obese. Okay, so that's roughly 43% overweight and 16% obese. And it's not only us old guys or ladies.
What do you mean us? When you come with us.
Well,
you can't just lump me in with us.
Lumping, opposite word, and if the shoe fits, wear it. You know what I mean? Don't get all excited now. But children, adolescents, that could be you, around 37 million under five are overweight. And 390 million between the age of 5 and 19 are overweight. So child obesity, 5 to 19, hits 160 million in 2022. Okay, so the global projection as well, and this is where this is so important. 2050, 60% of adults are predicted to be overweight or obese. And that is a scary, scary thing. I mean... The weight loss market itself in America, okay, the weight loss management market is $400.8 billion. So if you're looking for a business and you're sick and tired of having a cafe, this could be a business for you because it's going to be growing from that amount, $400 billion, to $427 billion in 2025, which is now, okay. So it's hectic, and services such as equipment, fitness, surgery, supplements, etc., $16.8 billion. Annually, 45 to 60 million Americans attempt weight loss, spending about $27,000 a year on average. On losing weight. Sorry, what are you going to say?
No, I was going to say for a moment you were starting to sound like Jacob Zuma, but again, you build on 70.
20. Okay, so the diet industry is valued at 1.2 trillion rand.
Wow.
$72 billion a year. And projected by 2028 to be $423 billion. That's the market, the diet industry. Weight loss apps coming on phones worth $1.2 billion. It's incredible. The drugs that are their breakthroughs in drugs and pharmaceuticals as well, I don't really like that idea, but it's there. And that's also getting going. 22% of weight loss is being used. And Morgan Stanley forecasts the U.S. to have $77 billion in weight loss drug sales by the year 2030. So, Rich, this is not a Mickey Mouse little business. This is not that I want to lose 3 kilos. This is huge.
Mm.
And, it's an epidemic. Global obesity is an epidemic. Nearly half the world's population already is overweight or obese. and it's worsening. It's getting worse. Economically, weight managed market is nearly worth $500 billion as well. And there's very low sustained success. So when people go on these programs, not many people make it in the long term. And there's a high relapse rate here as well. So that spurns the market and it just keeps going. It's kind of, oh, I need to go to lose weight again. And then they go back and they spend money again. And it's quite concerning. And what's more concerning is the public health concerns. And I work for a big insurance company that has a big medical aid. And rising obesity ties into diabetes and cardiovascular disease and cancer. And so I thought, being that as an introduction, I thought we should talk about it today because we do try and help people. And I never talk about stuff I haven't done myself. And I've lost a bit of weight here and there along the way, along the path, but I've never really clubbed it. I've never really got to the weight that I've always wanted to be in and all of that stuff. So I thought I'd bring somebody in that actually did it on steroids, and not on steroids themselves, but they really clubbed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to introduce Brenda, who I'm going to be talking to today. Brenda is someone who put her mind to something and lost 27 kilos in 5 months. 27 kilos in 5 months. Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jeff and Richard.
we're very glad you came in. I know it's quite a thing to talk about, but your journey could be inspirational to others, and that's what we're here for. Richard's not very inspirational as a person himself, but when we talk about these subjects, we do try and inspire. And this is something we all need to do generally. And if somebody's lost 27 kilos, they must have done something right, okay? But before you decided to do that, what was the turning point for you? When did you decide that you need to make the change? When was that?
Well, Jeff, my turning point was a comment from a family member, and actually not a very nice comment.
Oh.
I was told, you're very pretty, but a pity, you know, you need a psychologist to lose weight.
Oh, wow.
I was in the car at that time picking up my children at school and went home, looked in the mirror, and I cried. Mm. I, for the first time, took a good look at myself in the mirror, and having young children and being a busy mom and looking after the home and so forth, you know, I never had the time to look at myself and the weight that had just crept on very slowly. You know, you're a mom, and
sure,
that's what it was. Wow. That's what triggered me.
Wow. Okay. And that experience that triggered you to decide, okay, that's it, I'm going to do something right now? Was it that particular hurtful moment?
Mine started off with a hurtful comment, yes.
Okay.
And
okay,
like I said again, I didn't see myself as really overweight. You're too busy being a mom. And yes, that was the trigger.
Okay. And then, okay, you decided, you were upset, you woke up the next morning. What approach or method did you use to start that journey that you took? What approach was that?
Well, I joined a weight loss program. It was guided by a doctor, and I was given a combination of a meal preparation. I had to keep track of all my liquids and my solids that I ate throughout the day or that I consumed daily. An exercise program, of course, and then once a week I went in and I went to weigh, and any questions you had, any problems you encountered, the doctor was there to guide you and the team. Okay. So you were always, you know, on the, let's say, the straight path with a lot of guidance.
Okay. And when you started, obviously you were all motivated in the beginning. What challenges did you face when you first started or along the way?
One of my biggest challenges was water. I was one of those. I did not drink any water for years. I know it sounds unbelievable, but that is the truth. I just did not drink water. The thought of drinking water, I would probably want to gag. Mm. So that was a great challenge. Mm. Of course, along with that came exercising. I never used to lift a foot. If there was an elevator, I'd go up that instead of taking the walk.
Mm.
Eating out, That was another fear. Now you're on a diet. Now what do you do? What do you do? You're going to open up this menu and you're going to see creme brulee and all the things that you want to eat, you know. So that was another fear, another challenge.
Something I learned along the way, my mom used to be on all these diets and stuff. And she used to teach me a few things, which I never listened to. But she always said, when you go into a restaurant, just know already what you're going to order. So it's steak and salads and that's it, done. Okay, sorry for those who don't eat meat, but just order a salad, a chicken salad, whatever it is. Don't even look at the menu, because if you go there, you're hungry. Don't look at the menu. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Okay, all right, okay. And then how did you stay on track? Or was it just a natural thing for you to do?
Like motivated.
Yeah.
I set realistic goals and tracked my progress. The tracking of the progress was a very important one, and I'll tell you why. You quickly forget what you eat throughout the day. You know, it's quick to grab that glass of cool drink or a soda or a chocolate or end of the day, look at what you wrote down and you'll be quite surprised.
Quite amazing.
So, yeah.
Will it scare you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm not going to do that then.
By keeping track, you think about it before you put it in your mouth. So.
Okay. And in your particular journey, were there any setbacks? Were there any relapses that you had, or was your mind set on this thing and you were going to do it no matter what?
I think because of that very negative comment that was so hurtful,
okay.
I was very, very set, and my mind was on the right path, and I just decided, I'm going to go through with this. Yes, yeah. I'm not going to relapse. So I did not have any setbacks. Yes, there was challenges, but I did not have any setbacks.
Okay.
All I can say is that, you know, if you do encounter a setback where you perhaps cheat or something like that, don't take it as a failure. Just continue with your program. Address the problem. See where you've gone wrong and just continue. Mm. It's not going to throw you off so far from your program.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Okay. So the other thing, we were talking off the mic and you were saying to me that when you started the program, I mean, everybody starts gym on the 1st or 3rd of January, right? Or you have these New Year resolutions that I'm going to lose 600 kilos or whatever it is. And you have this 1st of January. When did you were saying you started at a weird time.
I did. I actually started, it was mid-December.
Great. Good time to start.
Yep. Uh-huh. And I was in a Portuguese family. So, you know, you can just imagine, they're very festive people. They have a lot of food. And with that comes a lot of puddings, desserts, and cakes.
And you had to host this whole stuff.
Oh, yes. Okay. That was just the cherry of it all. I started this program and I had to host it. So it was a very challenging day for me. You know, what helped me there, my mindset, being focused, and I said to myself, it's just another day. It doesn't mean if it's Christmas that you got to pig out or it's a special day. It's just another day. And okay. I was so proud of myself for getting through that day.
Another day of water.
That's right. Well, not exactly. You eat food and all that, but you've just got to just be strong. That's right.
Okay. All right. And then are there any new habits or routines that you've built that you swear by nowadays? From that, or is water one of them? Obviously, is there anything else that you swear by that you do now that you never did before you started the program, but that you do now ongoingly without even thinking?
Most definitely. And again, I'm going to say drinking water. That contributes to your weight loss and it actually speeds up your weight loss. You don't realize what it does to you. Not just that, your health, your skin. Exercising 3 to 4 times a week and sometimes even more. Another thing, 80% is what goes into your mouth and that shows in your body. 20% is the toning and the firming in the gym.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people don't know that. They think, go to gym and I'll look like like a Greek god. No, but no, hey?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, that's my problem. Okay, there we go. All right, so what do you wish someone had told you at the start of your weight loss journey? What do you? Somebody said something to you, because there are people sitting out there and saying, "I'm ready to do this now. I'm done. I'm sick and tired of feeling like this now. I know I'm a little bit overweight. I maybe can't go to the gym, but maybe I don't have to because 80% is what goes into my mouth, and I'm ready to do this." What do you wish somebody had told you at the start of your weight loss journey? starting it off, what is something, what can you give to somebody now?
Definitely, it's a mindset.
Okay.
You're going to have to change those old habits okay. into new habits, but it was a mindset.
Okay, so mindset. So habits take 21 days, they say, to get over. So the first 21 days, and you do it day by day. You just make sure every day or every hour is good.
And I think that's where exactly where the tracking of your, well, you know, what you consume, by, you're going to be watching that, and whatever you write down, you're going to see, look, I've had 3 glasses of water. It's too little. Right. I need to top that up.
Okay.
That's definitely one of the biggest things to keep you on track is by writing down what you eat and drink throughout the day.
Okay.
And then cutoff time, 7 o'clock.
How do you mean? No, don't eat anything after 7?
After 7, don't eat anything. That's your cutoff time. You okay. can still have your water and so forth, but no, don't eat anything. Go and brush your teeth. Rather go and brush your teeth.
Okay.
Better.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So if somebody's listening now, and there are a few listening. Judy's listening. Janet listening as well. So if somebody's listening now, there are about 2 people listening to the radio station, and they feel stuck or they feel overwhelmed by their weight, what is a bit of advice that you would give them?
Well, first of all, start small. Don't jump in there all guns and go big. Start small. Small little changes will be rewarded. You're going to see this on your body. Add vegetables, for instance. Take a short walk instead of going up the elevator. Drink more water. Choose an activity that you enjoy. Don't go and go to the gym and say, okay, I can't do this and I feel this is too much for me. Start gradually, even if it's just 10 minutes. I started with 10 minutes and I got into the treadmill and set it on 4.2. That's, I think, slower than any, let's say, elderly person might walk. And eventually it became a half an hour. I was running on the treadmill. So just start off gradually, small little things, small habits. And once you've changed that, like you said, 20 days, and you'll get into it, and from there it will just flow.
Brenda, there's a moment along your journey when you start. There's a moment. It could be the 21 days. It could be there was a moment when you truly started to believe, oh, I can do this. When was that moment in your journey?
That moment in my journey, again, another comment. I think maybe this is a Portuguese problem. I don't know. But another comment from a family member. I was told, I was very proud of myself that day. I had just hit the 10-kilogram mark, and I turned around and I noticed a family member looking at me, and I said, what do you think? You know, I was really proud of myself. Mm. And she said to me, yeah, all very well, but you won't keep it off.
Oh, nice.
That made me more determined than ever
right.
to keep okay. on this program.
So if you have a wife at home and she reaches 10, my advice, and Richard, from the best of love, life, and fruit salad, do not tell her that you won't keep it off. I don't think it's good advice. Not good for health, for your health, let alone... It's not a good idea. Even though it motivates, it's not a good idea. Okay. All right, Brenda. I appreciate that. And something I also want to ask you, what kept you going when you felt like giving? I know you said you never really felt like giving up, but there must have been those days where you just checked yourself and said, no. What kept you going? Was it the thought of what those people said?
Definitely. That was my personal trigger point. But, you know, just seeing all the kilograms melt off and you basically, this is a different person you're looking at, because I had to go and buy new clothes, new shoes, new everything. So every time I had lost, let's say, X amount of weight, I would need maybe a new pair of jeans or a blouse. And that was my reward.
Great
saying,
problem. It's a great problem.
It's an absolutely fabulous problem, because you know everything will look good on you. But yes, it kept me motivated. And just seeing those results, that was my motivation.
Okay, great. And how can somebody listening today take their very first step? So what is your advice to somebody as not a professional, as somebody who did it on your own, normal kind of housewife type of, what is your advice to somebody who wants to take that first step? A doctor will tell you something different, possibly a dietitian will tell you something clinical, a psychologist will tell you, but as a person just wanting to lose weight, just how do they take their first step?
Firstly, get your mindset right. Okay. That's very, very important. Look, mine was like a bit of a shock therapy, but get your mind right. And again, start by making those small changes to your eating habits. Drink more water, your hydration, your physical activity. Everything is in small and gradual. It's a gradual climb. It's not, don't jump and leap in there. Mm. Make it fun. Make it a happy place. Don't go and do something that you're going to despise, because you, in the long term, you're not going to maintain this. Mm. And it's not just to lose the weight. The easy part is actually losing the weight, but to maintain it in the long run. And that is what you're looking for. So be kind to yourself, be patient, and definitely seek support. Have a family member, have a friend that you can rely on just to assist you and help you throughout the process. Yeah. That's very, very important.
You know what? One of the things, goal setting is part of everything. It's in business, it's in weight loss, it's in exercise, it's in everything. And one of the things that I did when I was goal setting was I got my kids involved. So I had a goal, and it could be this. I had a goal to do a certain amount of production, and it could be a certain amount of weight loss or whatever. You bring your kids involved, and you tell them, or everybody around you, you say to them, okay, guys in the family, if I lose so much, you guys get to go out to the spur or whatever without me, because I can only have salad value or whatever it is. But make a prize for them, and let them help you when you go through those rough times. Let them coax you and say, come on, no, you can't have that hot chocolate. No, Ma, you know, you can't. Rather have the Coke Light or the water or whatever it is. So get people around you involved. I think that's quite a nice thing to do. Anything else, any other advice before we close up?
Don't wait. Start. Don't let anything or anyone discourage you, you know. Just make up your mind. Get that mindset straight and go for it. You've got nothing to lose, and there's no reason to wait.
Yeah. Clearly. Excuse the pun.
Exactly.
There's no reason to wait, Richard. You see, there you are.
It's very rewarding. The end result is absolutely rewarding.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I know. I mean, getting into those jeans or going to a shop and just being able to put on, and it sounds weird for people that are slim, but as a person that's overweight or whatever, you lose this weight, you go into a shop and you know exactly what size you are, and it just fits and it's fine. Instead of having to take it to the tailor and having it altered and pulled in the waist or terrible stuff. But Brenda, thank you for coming in. It's been a blast, and I know that you've certainly motivated me. I think I'm on my journey now. I'm going to start. You've certainly motivated a few people out there, and I hope they start the journey as well. And if they want to start a business, guys, you know, you heard the figures. Excuse the pun. You heard the figures of what this business does. And if you're one of those people that have managed to lose the weight, or you go on this program, you lose the weight, and you want to start helping other people, I'm sure there's a small little business in it for you as well. Richie, that's it.
A lot of puns flying around.
I know.
Brenda, you went on this how long ago?
I was at the age of, I think it was 34, that I started my weight loss program.
About 2 years ago. No, I'm joking.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So my question is this. Have once you went on the weight loss program and you lost the weight, which clearly you did, 27 kilograms, did you have to adjust your lifestyle to maintain that, or to keep the weight off, or did the mere process of actually being on that program that you'd put yourself on, and everybody's program is going to be different, but your program, did that then transition into a lifestyle?
Yes, it did, most definitely. Once you've changed those habits, the bad habits to the good habits, it becomes a lifestyle. And once you've, let's say, tasted what thin feels like, you don't want to go back, and you know what you feel like when you've put on that weight. You feel sluggish, you feel tired. You know, being fit and being thin, you just do feel much better about yourself. Your confidence is boosted. There's only advantages, no disadvantages. So yes, it was definitely a lifestyle change, and you tend to stick with it. That's how you maintain.
All right. The other word of caution here is because weight loss is it's a necessary thing for many people. I mean, you know, if you've got a cardiac condition and you're overweight, you are going to, hasten your own death. Diabetes, these types of things. And sometimes these are medically prescribed weight loss instructions, basically.
Correct.
But one has to be very, very careful because Jan did raise a valid point here. It's an epidemic and not healthy. But if society stopped putting so much emphasis on looks and being so superficial and how we see and treat people, it might start crippling the weight loss industry. Now, I'm not sure 100% agree with that. But what that does trigger in me is the thought that people can go from one extreme to the other. Now you enter into the realms of anorexia and bulimia and these things. So one has to be cautioned, be aware of that.
Yeah, I think that's why you do it, as Brenda said, you do it slowly.
Mm.
And you do it without wanting to lose 5 or 6 kilos in 1 week.
Mm.
You decide you're going to lose over 6 months. You're going to lose maybe half a kilo a week or something like that. Or just cut out that one thing that you think is causing the problem. But the mindset must be there. And for 6 months, I'm not eating after 7. I'm not having the chocolates anymore. Because some people, like in front of the television, you start chomping on something and it's a habit. And you've got to say to yourself, right, I'm sitting in a different chair. I'm going to change a habit.
Mm.
And it mustn't get, it's like anything that you do that's over, that's too much. You know, it's you got to be careful. You can have a beer, but don't have 10. You can go running, but don't run every single morning, every single afternoon, every single night.
In other words, don't come out of the starting blocks too fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nice analogy there, Richard.
Yeah, analogy pun, two very different
very
concepts.
Different
yeah,
concepts.
I just thought I'd help you.
Well,
right
you're very good there.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for helping me out. But now I think it's necessary for us all to relook at ourselves. Don't take any pressure. You know, the modeling industry is one of those places where you can have horrific stories of these skinny models and they're supposed to be that thin. And you were talking about anorexia. That's when it starts going the other side. But just normal, healthy, quietly doing your thing on your own, just changing your lifestyle slightly, will you cannot believe what a mindset that will be. And in about 2 weeks' time when we do our next show, I'm hopefully going to be bringing in a exercise coach who will talk about how to get involved in exercise and changing habits in your head to get into the exercise program. But it's very important to understand that 20% is exercise and 80% is what you put into your mouth, says Brenda. So that's quite important to know. And don't take the pressure off people, but you know, just start doing it for yourself.
Exactly.
I think that's important. I think that what I've heard Brenda saying was that she was doing it for herself, maybe her immediate family, but she was doing it for herself, which is important.
Yeah.
Last week, my daughter hit her 10K mark. Even though we couldn't really notice, we told her how great she looked. To her, that was encouragement. That comes from Sharon. So I think when you're on this and the point that you make about bringing the people around you into the process, they also need to be a little heads up in terms of how they respond to
it. Yeah, sure. And I think it's if we all will be in the situation sometime in our life.
Mm.
You know, if you're young and the weight drops off you, when you're older and you're not that active, possibly, you know, it's a little bit more difficult. But try, you know, start. And Brenda was saying off air, I was saying to her, one thing you can tell someone, and she said, well, start today. Start today, you know, and that's a good one.
All right, here's a question. I don't know, Jeff, whether you've had an opportunity to look at this, but Hayden has said a question for you. Have you read Real Food on Trial by Professor Tim Noakes? What's your take on LCHF? I don't know what that is. Some of what I do with hyperbarics has to do with weight control. Myself, I'm on a Mounjaro. I don't know what that is, which has been a life changer. I have type 2 diabetes
and metabolic dysfunction. So it helps where exercise and eating less is on its own doesn't.
Yeah, no, look, these are medical things and, you know, doctors. Something also wanted to just talk about a little bit, just briefly, was the surgery stuff. Brenda, I don't know if you've got a comment here, but we're not doctors, and so we don't know.
No.
But I'm really scared of that bypass surgery, that gastric. Do you know anything about that?
That's a very, very, very extreme. let's say if you get to that point in your life and you want to do that, I think firstly, I'm not a doctor, not an expert on it, but I do know a little bit. You've got to be about 35 kilos overweight before they would even consider you. You're not just going to step into a doctor's room and say, listen, I need to lose weight and, you know, let's do this. It doesn't work that, you know, that way. Mm. It is a very dangerous procedure. And, you know, give or take 10 years down the line, you might encounter other problems.
Yeah, I was scared of that.
Look, I think that what we're talking about here is run-of-the-mill sort of weight loss and not something that
correct,
is extreme. And medically required. I mean, I went to school with a girl, and why she was, I don't know. But eventually she had her jaw wired shut.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, it made it very difficult to communicate with her and other things. But it was dysfunctional. And you couldn't, you know,
it's extreme.
Now you're going, we're boarding school, you're going to, she can't eat what you're eating. She's got to take everything to a straw. I didn't see it helping. So, I think that what Brenda's talking about is looking at yourself, saying, I want to feel better about myself. I want to feel a bit fit. I want to, not have to squeeze into clothes and.
Correct.
And I think this is what it is. And these fad diets and things like this is not what Brenda's talking about. She's talking about...
No, mindset.
Doing something that is specific to her circumstances.
Correct.
Which is, I think, what people need to look at.
No, I'm glad you said that, actually.
There's no easy way. There's the hard way, and that's eating right and exercising.
Yep. Apparently, LCHF stands for low-carb fiber. Low-carb, high-fiber. Okay, there we go.
Okay, that's all
science. All right. So are we done?
We're done. I'm going home to lose weight now.
Yeah, just leave your wallet behind, you'll be fine.
Yeah, not much weight in there. Thank you, Brenda, for coming in. Appreciate you being so candid and open with everybody. And thanks, Rich.
Not an easy thing to come on the radio and speak about, but thank you, Brenda. And
thank you.
I'd like to thank Jeff, but
lovely
to see you again, Jeff. I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks' time.
I'm so excited.
Okay, and take care of yourself and all that kind of good stuff.
You too.
Okay, you can go now because...
That was the best of Life, Love, and Fruit Salad with Jeff Kahn on Zone Radio.
I should add like a mic drop sound effect.
Who's Mike?
Go away, I'm bored with you.
Thank you, everybody. Cheers. Okay. Have a good week. Cheers.
Bye.